to T Mobile.
Okay, that makes sense. That's cool.
I don't think it'll let me actually use I don't know. We'll see what happens. Most of the YouTube videos look pretty good.
See how that turns out for you. Once you get that thing up and running, let me know.
And there's other, you can buy cheaper ones that I was looking at. The one reason why I went with MFJ that some people recommend is because it has a preamp on the receive antenna. So if it doesn't pick up the signal as well as the main antenna, you can boost the signal up. That way you can phase it out.
Interesting. I'll have to pull that up on the internet today and check it out.
Most people call them like QRM eliminators or maybe phase mixer. I don't really know, but I know you are phasing the signal in the opposite direction, basically.
That. Did you see Jason's newest video on that beam antenna? I don't think that's a beam, but whatever. Shoot, I'm completely drawing a blank. Good grief. Anyway, that portable antenna that he's got set up.
Health Logic.
From the brand, I guess a log periodic is another way to call it, I think, is the type of antenna, but there's still another word I'm losing on. But anyway, that antenna is stinking cool.
Yesterday, I want to say I didn't watch it yet. I think he was talking about making a 2-meter simplex contact at 100 something miles or something like that.
Roger.
Watching that one yesterday, I saw it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Finger on one of those last night. Ah, that's the cat's meow, dude.
I just heard on here, they went for 4 years to get a job at computer science. His Indian took his job. He just got 4 years to find the first one. Just got his guide dog, got married, just lost his job. So we've got another 4 or 5 years to maybe get another one if he's lucky. And, you know, because he's in his 20s and his wife, and that's really miserable, you know. And it, you know, what do you say? I mean, I can't help support him. I can't help him. I wish I could.
I mean, what you
going to
do so much?
If everybody looks the other way, this is how we end up in the crazy world that we're in today. And, you know, if more people would help each other out and do what they need to do instead of being so darn greedy, it wouldn't be so bad.
Unfortunately, then you got the people on the other side that'll take advantage of it, and then that turns around and ruins it for other people.
I might, you know, you'll see today get caught eventually, but you know what? You can't look at it that way. You know, America's a generous country. You know, we wouldn't have, you know, and we're losing America one day, our freedom one day at a time. And the sad part is, we're not even smart enough to figure it out.
That 100%.
To the South, I found the South was very difficult to deal with. My last name was Lincoln, I'm from up north. That wasn't a very popular last name. But you know, when I really got to know everybody, once they knew what I stood for, where I was really at, all of us got to be good friends. The first time I almost ended up in a fight at a bar. I almost got in a fight, didn't mean to, but luckily the bartender was a Yankee, and she pulled out the baseball bat and straightened it out.
Oh, man, yeah. That'd be a situation to end up in, wouldn't it?
We all good friends. We shook hands. I bought him all his drink. I said, you wouldn't want no gin, would you? Oh, no, we won't drink that stuff. Gin makes you thin.
People get a little butt hurt nowadays, and then, you know, they just don't want nothing to do with you after that. You can't tell nobody you're sorry, and I don't know. It's a different world, unfortunately.
What I found out was, they just push to see what you'll do. And, if you know, I didn't want to start nothing. That was not my intent. You know, and as a matter of fact, the funny part is, I've broken up more barroom fights than I ever started because I didn't want them to start out. And I always protected the bar owner who was there next to me. And if a girl got beat up, I made sure it was righted.
I don't think I've ever honestly been in a bar fight. I've always tried to avoid situations.
It came to me whether I was nice or not.
Yeah, that can happen.
I was in the bar with a bunch of Hell's Angels one night.
Here, you know, I mean, not all of them immediately want to fight. I got a buddy of mine I work with. He knows a bunch of them, and hangs out with them on the weekends and stuff.
Another jerk that didn't like me kept stealing my beer and hit me and running away. And I didn't see who it was. I had an idea who it was. I thought it was Dave. So I heard he accused him. Well, he started, his bill, you know, to me, he threatened the Hell's Angel next to me.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, guys.
Ready.
Been on them bar fights, and the time just flew by.
Funny part about it, so I was standing against the bar, and I couldn't really breathe. I had an oxygen tank on, and everybody smoked cigarettes around, which didn't make me too happy, but I knew we were going to blow up, so I said, don't worry about it. I said, you might want to step away from the oxygen tank if you would. Appreciate it. And so the guy's wife, I said, man, I can lean against the bar. I said, you know, I'm not going to ask you. She said, no. She said, you know what? My husband and I'll get, we'll move your friend, that jerk, over and get him out of the way. I'll sit next to you and my husband will sit next to me. I said, if you smoke a cigarette, just be a little cautious about it. So, you know, I'm wondering if you do it, just try to, I'll try to turn my head the other way when you do it. Just don't get no sparks around here.
Not something I've seen before.
do if I'm okay is I'll turn the oxygen off more often. You know, if I can do it, I will. But I've seen, I know a guy who used to sit there with oxygen on and smoke cigarettes. I can just sit next to the guy all the time.
A little bit much right there. Not that the oxygen itself is flammable, but it makes stuff burn violently. And a cigarette can do that as well. That's crazy.
My cat knocked over my dummy load from a transmitter one night, and there's old oil in that thing. And luckily I smelled it. It was on my hand. And I go, whoa! I went down, I stuck my hand in dishwasher soap, cleaned it all off, walked away. I told her something, I said, whatever you do, I go downstairs, grab some K-Liter, throw that on the floor as much as you can. I said, don't touch that, wash your hands. She said, holy crap, there's oil. I said, yeah, I know. I said, I could have blown the place up.
So, Ken, did you get on the radio yesterday after we got off?
I took the dog for a walk and did a couple other things there at the house. I'm good.
Mine
don't. I live in town.
Now, Rob, it chased the bear, made it run away, ran a mile down the road, yelping. He's clawing and biting it up so bad.
Over here. Six at the house, but it's 41 now.
Your 70 day. I gotta stay inside because I got no way to get out there safely.
Good morning.
Mike and Tim were on first thing, and then Al got on. But other than that, that's it.
5:30.
Six.
A little bit late.
On the radio yesterday, I didn't hardly do much with it. 20, I don't know. It just seems like the bands are not great. Maybe it's me. I really don't know. But there was only a few. I could pick up a few signals on 20, and then I never got around to 40. So I just gave up and ate supper.
I didn't check. I'll have to check and see when you're saying it's bad and see how it is over there by me.
What cases you're looking for on 20?
A portion of the phone band and just scrolling through, just listening. And, you know, some of it's my own fault. There's probably signals that I don't see on the band scope. And but I'd only see a couple of them. And then once it started getting dark, you know, pretty much everything dies there except for 40 and 80.
So, whenever you get on 20 meters, sit there and find a good spot where it seems to quiet, call CQ, and just give a few calls a couple of times. Lots of times someone with a beam will turn the beam around and find you.
I planned on doing that yesterday, and then the more I sat there and the tighter I got, and I eventually ended up on the couch, and then it was a done deal.
I can't wait to get my transmitter. I got this guy dropping all my equipment off. I just got to get an antenna. I think I'm going to stick the stupid thing in the ground way outside the shop. And then run the wire all the way up to try it, just to see if it works. You know, it's 21 feet tall, so as long as the dog can't chew on it, so I'll run the wire right up the wall until I can get it up on the tower and see what happens.
Yes, all right, gentlemen, I got to head on into work. So I'll say 7-3s to you. I hope you have both a great day, and we'll holler at you another morning. Ken, I definitely will not be on today around 4 because I got to work late today, so. Maybe tomorrow morning, KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Threes, hope you have an awesome day, and I'll catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
My favorite place, there used to be a nice little restaurant, 290 Stone Hill, still open. You used to be able to get some pretty good southern food down there. I think it was 290 and, was it? 290, where's the intersection? Was it 290? What's the road intersection? 290 out there.
country restaurant, a little rebel out there. Yeah, Roger.
We go there on Fridays. We used to meet in the back room. For someone to get me to go all the way out there. Long ways from everywhere. Something walking around with this stuff. I'm starting to learn to get around. I gotta learn when I'm walking. My room is kind of, my bed's in the middle of the room now. And my right leg is longer than my left, so you kind of walk around in a circle. So I gotta try to find something to follow around. And I'm learning when you listen. If you hear the oxygen generator, just make sure you go the opposite direction. Don't go toward what you're hearing, because you'll lead yourself away from where you want to go.
And how life is for you, it's hard to imagine.
It's funny, actually. I mean, the fact that that happened, when I realized it, my brother and I were sitting down, I'm laughing so hard, the fireman was saying, what are you so funny? I said, in fact, I didn't realize I was doing that, but the way I found out about it was, I was watching the Special Forces guy and the crazy survivalist on Quest, and I was watching that show, and he was explaining how you have to base, mark your trees, mark your position, because you'll tend to walk in a circle. And I said, you know what? That makes sense. And then I started thinking about it. After one time when I was driving, and he was going to bust me for driving, so I got in the bar with him, and he saw me, and I told him, must need eyeglasses, and he said, well, I'm going to give you one old sobriety. He says, well, how the heck are you going to do that? Can't walk a straight line anyway. He said, can you restart the alphabet forward backwards? I said, darn, I can't restart a darn thing forward. How the heck are you supposed to restart it backwards? So the whole bar started laughing. So he decided what he was going to do and figure if I could walk a straight line and talk to him at that time, I could somewhat look at him. So I look at him at the same time of walking. He figured, hey, that was good enough. So we get all done. I get back to the bar the next day. I said, by the way, why'd you pull me over on the motorcycle?
What was that?
Looking at the road and didn't have my eyeglasses on. Isn't it? I obeyed every single traffic law, stop sign, speed limit sign. The traffic, my friend would just tap me on the shoulder. I leaned with him. I drove exactly. I said, can I take my test now? He said, no, you can't take your test. Can't wait to write that book. When you guys read some of it, I really get going on that next couple weeks. Get someone to help me draft it. And when you guys read, you're going to laugh so hard, you're going to be laughing. Is there any way someday we can get together? I'd like to go over with you one day and see if we can work. Just sit down with 20 and see if I can show you some of the tricks I've learned.
And when we're all not so busy, right?
Right now, I wish this stuff in my life would just go away. I really do. Stories that Rush Limbaugh told, the other day. This guy, a real conservative guy, he liked Rush Limbaugh, and he's conservative. And he said his wife gave him a choice, either being conservative and Rush Limbaugh went, or he was going to divorce. Well, they divorced over it. So finally, Rush Limbaugh told him, don't worry about it. You'll find a nice conservative blind lady that's going to marry you one day. Well, about 2 years later, the guy calls Rush Limbaugh back. And he said, he said, you remember me? He said, yeah, I do. He said, you're the blind guy. He said, yeah, I found a nice lady. She's going to marry me tomorrow. He said, see, I told you you'd find somebody.
For everybody out there.
What I can say is good about some of this. Now, the reason Judy was a transcriptionist at Stanford Hospital, and she was a good one. And the reason I didn't want to marry her is because I felt I was going to get fight with a business. Couldn't spend any time. I'd have to come over to her house and live there one day a week. And you can't have a marriage one day a week. I told her, her best friend was a good friend of mine. We talked about it. She said, you know what? He said, you want to marry her? You want to marry her? I said, please do. Don't tell her I told you, but you please do it. Don't tell her you talked to me. Apparently he did. You know, she hasn't talked to me in 20 years.
I like that.
I'm going to go to Connecticut again before I die. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk into that Confederation of Mind meeting, and I'm going to confront her. And I talked to the person, which is still the president of the chapter. She said, Al, I want to see this. Done him on the road in paper route all the time. That's a lot of driving. It's real dangerous this time of the morning, especially with kids running out there.
Highway now.
Had people along the side of the highway not more than once, too.
I almost hit some the other day. They were in the median. I didn't see them.
Only one time at Eric Clapton concert. Everybody was drinking, of course. So that was back in the... Jerry used to drink so much food. It used to scare me. The van had a robbery knock in it. So the only reason we took it is because it was big enough to take all of us. I think the air conditioner worked in it. So we're going down the road and we're all sitting there. And all of a sudden, Mark just, I don't know how he did it. He saw the guy with the door open out on the side of the road. No lights at all. He jerked around that guy and missed him. And I said, oh my God. Slowly, we went 40 miles an hour all the way to there, and we didn't make it driving there. Isn't that amazing? He saw
them. Close ones that I didn't see until the last second.
You know, some people get, and you know, Mark was one of those people. I mean, I've ridden with him in a lot of, you know, I've been in a lot of crashes with people drinking. One day, a guy lost. He wasn't even really that drunk. He just was stupid. It just gets cold out. He had one of those Mitsubishi with a 2.6 with a turbo on it, running a 32-pound boost, and this thing went. Well, he was coming up Route 67, and so we did this all. I'm going to go to our park. Just don't drop me off at our park. I just want to go home. I'm tired, and I want to go to bed. And he goes up. My house goes around. Just comes in the corner, and I said, jack the brake, let the car. No. He doesn't. He goes into a full throttle. Doesn't let off a drag brake coming in. That thing, we hit a tree. Whipped off the guardrail, 6 feet in the air, hit the tree. Came down, whacked the ground, spun it, broke the arm, and ended up sideways in the middle of the road.
Things you've done, it's amazing you're still alive. KN4 TFW. Much, no projects going on or anything, so it shouldn't be too bad of a day.
Parts, organizing the parts, and figuring all that stuff out. Did you hear about Delphi lifters?
I think so.
This is America, so we all got to start stepping into it. I just can't get anyone to come up with an idea to help them do it. I'd love to see us start a group where all these employees can start buying out into their own companies and buy their own companies back when they go bankrupt so they don't have to lose them.
And it's getting bought out these days.
Not bought out, they're getting stopped and sold and never restarted. The Chinese are stealing the work. They're not getting bought out. The equipment's going in and getting scrapped. A That's Friends Point, isn't it?
You don't really know. I think he lives over in Traveler's Rest.
Call.
And wife, but I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, the amplifier, one of the two messed up. I made a wire mistake and forgot one of my wire connectors came up. I didn't realize it wasn't the ground. And I fixed it. And then once the guy re-soldered my connection, and I told him, I said, don't put that tube in there. One of his old tubes was bad. He put a new Chinese one. I told him, don't do that. The tube was what was wrong with it. And I had a good, the other one was good, so I threw it in there. But they tube pulled it out after they fixed it. I apologized for the wire, but the guy, when he looked at it for a day, he talked to me, he just, that fire guy had soldered it. I didn't even have the bleed resistor. The stuff got lost, so I made up to remount all the resistors. He did a nice job putting that, fixing that bleeder. I wouldn't have done it the way he did it if he fixed it right. And he said, tell him I regret his work. I like bread. You gotta get darn close to work.
I'm around, it's almost 6 o'clock.
I never remember his name. Darn. I can't remember his call. You're off my head. I know it. Call. I heard sometimes something going out of my head. Get an old thing.
Getting old.
Found out. Says I've been taking more vitamin D. You're feeling a lot better. My memory's been coming back. Your brain, your mind don't work too good. Much rifle coffee before? Careful. Coffee?
I don't know, Ed has.
I don't know. I want some real serious cinnamon and some real potent coffee, which might help some of my problem a little bit. It's past 6 o'clock, but it's almost time for me to start taking medicines. I want to try to go far enough so I know when I'm there. What time to start? It's 5:57 right now.
Mine says 59, but it's pretty close.
This Chinese digital clock, you can only program it to the minute. Mine says 5:58. According to me, it's just 6 now. We'll see what your clock says to think exactly.
Right now, but I may be off a little bit. KN4 TFW, I'll say 73 out. Catch you in the morning.
Oh, okay, 73. I just wanted to get an idea, Cap, formula clear. Thanks for the ride. Sorry I took so much of your time, boy. I just had, it's been a funny morning.